I'm Arielle.
And I'm Ricky, and together we make the Bravo Critics. This is the place where we discuss pop culture news and all things Bravo.
We'll also have interviews with some really cool people, including some of our favorite Bravo celebrities. So grab a drink and hang with us. Everyone's a critic. Welcome back, fellow Bravo critics. Arielle and Ricky here with a special edition of the Critics Critiques, because this week we are going to talk to Ricky, who went to freaking BravoCon, y'all. He went to, what is it? The mothership of all places.
Yeah, like the promised land.
And he's going to tell us all about it. So without further ado, Ricky, we need to know every last detail about your experience at BravoCon this year.
Oh my God. Well, some of the experiences might be too embarrassing, but I'll share what I can. So, you know, I did make it out of the weekend a little bit worse for wear. I feel like I was like mentally and physically drained. I did come back sick, watch videos of different people on Bravo from like Watch What Happens Live, and you're going to hear they're feeling a little bit sick too.
I know.
So I'm pretty sure Bravid 22 is now officially in circulation. So.
Oh shit.
I feel like it's probably like Andy Cohen was like patient zero. Cause if you like see him, like he looks sick.
Right I saw him. I saw his story. He was walking to like Radio Andy the next morning. And he's been recapping BravoCon and his voice was shot.
Yeah. Mostly just like upper respiratory infection type stuff from being out amongst all sorts of people. I mean, it was a little chilly, you know, lots of just stuff going on. I mean, it was the wildest couple of days ever. I only actually went to BravoCon, guys, one day on general admission, but the story doesn't start when I actually got to BravoCon.
I mean, you guys, like, I don't necessarily know that everybody got the same experience that you did. You were so lucky, and he got there on Thursday, guys. He made like a vacation out of it.
Yeah, I mean, so I had originally booked my flight assuming like I might go all 3 days. Then I see it's pretty expensive. I know some people don't think it is, but it's like you look at other like conventions, like you look at stuff like Comic Cons that have people that are like in billion-dollar movies and they're charging you like $50 for the day.
That's crazy.
So it's super crazy. So I only ended up going one day because I figured, you know what? It's New York City. I'm going to find a way to like also meet people. And so I can still have a good time in New York City and not have to like eat out at like McDonald's and Taco Bell, because I mean, I went to New York. I wanted to eat out at like Balthazar. You know what I mean? Like, and that's where I did have lunch one day. You know, had to look and see if I could see Kelly around Soho. I was looking for the signature mane of hair. But
no running through the streets of New York?
No, didn't see that, unfortunately.
Damn it.
So, you know, we get there on Thursday. We're not really sure what we're going to do. I went with my husband. And I was like, I don't really know, like, what should we do tonight? We decided to walk around. You know, we ended up in, like, Times Square because we were staying pretty close to there. We were staying basically between Joffitt's and Times Square. And we're like, okay, it was raining that night. I was like, let's go back to the hotel. I was like, let's just have a quiet night. We'll start tomorrow. And those are always my famous last words, because I feel like anytime I say that, it's almost like, you know, Dorothy clicking her red heels, and it's like something is about to fucking happen.
It's opposite day. It's opposite day. I love that.
So went back to the hotel. We're like, let's just have a nightcap. Our hotel had a nice rooftop bar. Shout out to the Doubletree, Times Square South. Great hotel, recently renovated. They have a great rooftop bar. You can like see the Empire State Building and all of that business.
South Side.
So we're just sitting there, like, I'm texting with Arielle, and I'm like, yeah, we're just at the hotel. And, like, Arielle's like, sending me a screenshot that's like Bravo and Cocktails saying where all of the Bravo people are being like spotted. So it's like you can kind of assume that they're being spotted at the Gansevoort Hotel. They're staying at the Gansevoort Hotel.
Right, because they were the by the time I had seen it, it was like 4 hours ago. So it was like the daytime that they were there. And I'm like, why are they all these people here during the day?
Yeah. So my crazy ass, I scrambled. That's the fastest I have ever closed a bar tab.
I'm like, you better fucking go, dude.
Yeah, I downed the drink that I was drinking. I was drinking a nice little Aperol spritz to brighten up my rainy evening.
Perfect.
And so we jumped in an Uber, got over to the Gansevoort. As we are walking in, I'm like, okay, I know that the person that's walking in front of us into this place, like, they have to be someone that's a Bravo celebrity. And, like, she turns around and she, like, looks back towards the street and it's, like, Dr. Nicole from Miami. I'm like, okay, we're in the right place. Oh, so, like, so I was like, okay, let's just stand over to the side for a second. I was like, I need to collect my thoughts because, like, even just, like, seeing her, I didn't say anything. I didn't ask her for a picture because I was like, at that moment, I was like, okay, I got to decide what type of person I'm going to be tonight. And so, like, my husband kind of instantly ruins that because, like, we step off to the side and, like, there's, like, a glass enclosed, like, outdoor sort of seating area. And, like, he, like, is, like, looking in there. He goes, holy fuck, Patricia Altschul's in there. And so, like, I, like, looked and, like, the whole table, like, looks at us looking. They could probably hear him say that, too. It's, like, we stepped kind of, like, away and got behind some, like, bushes. And then he wanted to go and, like, take a picture. He's like, they totally saw me taking pictures. I'm like, well, yeah. I was like, we were standing there. We looked at them. We walked away. Then you come back.
Creeper. They're so used to it. You're not the first or the last.
I know. And I was just like, I was freaking out because I was like, what do we do? Should we actually go in? I was like, you know, is she the only one that's in there? And, like,
she looks pretty in person, huh? Like, younger and fresh, right?
Yeah, because I actually ended up looking up her age later that night, and I was like, holy fuck, she's in her 80s? Like,
really?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Which sort of, like, led me and my husband to be like, start Googling ages and stuff, because it's like, wow, I can't really believe that she's 81. Well, because we looked up, like, Mom and D from Dallas, and she's the same age. Hmm. So, anyways, sorry. Unrelated. But so then, like, we're like, okay, we're going in. And
there are no barricades, right, at this point? Because, like, at one point, the Gansevoort was, like, lined with barricades.
Yeah, this is day one. Nothing really is going on. I don't think
it's day zero.
This is actually day zero, pre-BravoCon. Like, yeah. Like, nothing was really happening that night.
Until it did.
And so, like, we're like, okay, let's do this. Let's go inside. And, like, I wasn't, like, dressed, like, probably nearly fancy enough to be at the Gansevoort. I was wearing my denim and a nice little flannel. I mean, it's fall in New York, you know, right. Fall's gonna fall. So then, like, we walk in, like, the doors are, like, the doorman, like, opens the doors, and, like, we go to open the second set of doors, and, like, there's, like, a whole group of people there. And, like, you open the door, and it's, like, the Shaws of Sunset.
Oh, like, my fucking meet, like, God.
Reza was the first person that I noticed, because he's got the, like, peppery hair now.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, like, my eyes, like, are instantly probably going fucking wild. Like, I scan, okay, Shaws. And then, like, immediately, like, right behind them, the Family Karma cast is sort of hanging out with them, too. And then, like, I kind of, like, see someone shorter off to the side, and I look, and it's Candace. Candace Dillard and Chris Bassett's there, too. You know, you got to have the husbandger.
Oh, my God.
Along for the ride. And I was just, like, dying. And, like, there was a guy that was, like, I don't know, the maitre d' of the restaurant or whatever. And he was like, oh, can I help you? And I was like, oh, you know, we'd like to get a drink. Could we get a table? And he was like, oh, yeah. Since, like, he, like, was, like, grabbing some, like, menus or whatever. And, like, I look over and I see, like, Vicky Gunvalson and Vicky Gunvalson's son. And so the guy takes us to go and sit at our table. And he seats me right next to Vicky Gunvalson. Like, oh, Vicky Gunvalson is literally 18 inches away from me.
Oh, my God. I would have died. I would have died.
And, like, I could tell, like, I was trying not to look, but I was, like, also trying to, like, look at the front door because I was, like, It was, guys, it was complete overload. And I think that, like, Ariel's phone was probably literally thinking the same thing. Because, like, I'm being, like, sitting next to Vicky. Oh, my God. Because then, like, I look to the left. Then there's, I see the Manzo boys. I see Caroline at the bar. And I'm remembering, oh, yeah, Patricia's over there. I can still see her. Keeping tabs. Got to make sure she doesn't leave too fast.
Yeah, he literally slapped me with the first three within seconds. Like, within seconds. It was like, oh, my God, Patricia's here. Boom. It was just a picture of her. Then he was like, oh, my God, Shaw's a Sunset. Family karma. Then it just, like, you just start texts of just names just start fucking coming through. And I'm just like, oh, my God. I'm, like, running and panicking through my house, like, spiraling alone. I'm like, what's going on?
And that's, like, what's going on inside my head. Just names and spiraling.
Yeah.
And, like, I know, like, just the fact that I was sitting, that they set me next to Vicky, like, my face was so red. Like, I could just feel how hot my face was.
Did she look at you? Did she look at you, like, when you guys sat down? Or was she just, like, oblivious, like, Vicky?
They kind of noticed that we had, like, looked at them. And, like, she, like, looked at me again. And I just said, just wanted to let you know I'm a huge fan. Since, like, you know, the OG of the OC. And she's like, oh, thank you. I really appreciate that. And so, like, you know, I decided at that time, I was like, okay, anyone that's, like, in the bar, seated, getting drinks with, you know, they're talking to people, don't bother them. But if I catch her about to leave, or if I see someone else in the lobby, I might go and take a picture with them.
Right.
But they did, like, Vicky did just go ahead and start making conversation with us. And, like, it did actually, this was, like, yeah. So it's crazy, because, like, the very first experience that I had with a housewife at BravoCon is, like, Vicky, the first housewife.
Right, the original.
Like, it just felt like it was, like, meant to be. But, like, we were talking, and she was like, oh, where are you guys from? And, like, we made a joke, because we're, like, we're from Oklahoma, your favorite state. And her son really thought that was funny. So small talk kind of just, like, fizzled out.
And then, but she was nice, right?
Yeah, she's super nice. And I have to say, the TV, like, the her being on TV does not really do her justice. Like, her skin and, like, the texture of her face looks so much better in person. I think that sometimes these women, what they're doing with their makeup, what they think is better for camera in these different lighting situations, I think it ends up hurting them more. Because yeah, she looked great. And I was just like, wow. Like, I, you know, not that I think that she's, like, an ugly woman, but she's had a lot of work done. And I think sometimes it's almost like she's had a little too much, you know, she was getting a little bit crazy with the fillers and stuff like that, but
yeah,
she and actually looked really good.
You know, I feel like all that crazy lighting and stuff sometimes when they're in their confessionals and everything too, it kind of, like, spotlights every single flaw. And maybe when you see them just, like, in a normal atmosphere, not in high def, just like a normal human, you're like, oh yeah, you're normal just like me. And her son is how old now? In his 30s or what?
Yeah, he's definitely in his 30s, because I know he's older than me, and I am 33.
Now, so, only if Brianna was there, because, you know, we love Brianna.
Well, her husband's a stick in the mud, so I guess I'm glad. Because he probably would have been there, and he would have been policing BravoCon.
Ugh, he's the worst.
So, the chat with her sort of fizzled out, and then I see Katie and Lala. So, here's the thing. It's raining. So, people aren't just, like, running outside and waiting outside. They are just waiting right outside of this bar. And, like, I wasn't approaching every single person, but they were waiting. I was like, okay, these two seem like they'd be kind of cool. I'm going to test the waters here. So I go up.
I also have to say, I told him, be on the lookout specifically for Katie, Lala, and who was the other one I told you? Dorinda, obviously. But I feel like there was a third person, and I gave him messages to tell each of them.
Which we'll talk about another encounter with someone on that list in just a little bit, because the night is still young, guys. It's probably only 7 or 8 o'clock at this point. I'm really not even sure. My mind has gone wild just seeing the few people that I've already seen. Like, my mind is already, like, blown. Take my picture with Katie and Lala, go and sit back at my seat. I'm feeling satisfied. And, like, as I'm sitting there, I see Emily and Shane. They come in and they're talking to Vicky. And there was someone, in the same area as Patricia, but not sitting at the same table. I recognized him from TV. I think he's either someone's like brother or assistant or something. Like, I know that if I saw him again, I would if I saw him on TV and like they had his name, I'd be like, that's him.
Right.
But they came through. Emily looks really good. You know, Shane doesn't really look much better in real life, but so then, I noticed that Vicky is like getting up to leave. So I was like, hey, can I just get a picture with you real quick? So she took a picture with me, and like literally as we're taking the picture, I see Shannon coming in the fucking bar, and she like immediately yells, she's like, we're gonna whoop it up with Vicky. And like literally that's when like you realize that the entire bar is actually there stalking Bravo celebrities, because like the whole bar started like cheering and whooping up, like it got so wild for a second.
Oh my god.
So Vicky,
so did Shannon walk over to you guys then, because you were still standing?
She came over and talked to Vicky, and like I had remembered seeing like they might be becoming friends again, but that kind of showed me like, okay, so they're on like good terms now, because like first of all, she came in and made that, I don't feel like if they were like on bad terms she would have come in and like said that,
right?
But I took a picture of Shannon too. Shannon is another person that looks way more incredible in person than she does on TV. Like,
I love Shannon.
Right now she looks very like curve, like she's like so perfectly curvaceous in like the right ways. Like she was just like looking good. Her face looked amazing, because I feel like sometimes on TV, especially over the last few seasons, her face almost has like a weird puffiness look to it, and I don't know if she was like getting work done around the time and it was still swollen. But she was another person, I saw her and I was like, damn, Shannon.
I love Shannon. And I think that she definitely, happy looks good on her.
Yeah. But I was sort of sad because there was no John Jansen.
Yeah.
You know, I'd still like to see him in real life just to see like if he actually is good enough for her. But
yeah, get the full picture.
Yeah. So those two leave, and then like we're just sort of like hanging out, and like
these. So they left together.
They left together wherever they were going, which I thought was pretty interesting. I think there might have been some sort of rehearsal for some of the Bravo cons or the Bravo the Watch What Happens Live stuff that night.
There was.
But after she left, like Mike, her son, just like kind of like kept on talking to us. Like he just like turned back to us, and he's like. So what do you guys do for a living? We're just like making small talk, and you guys, he's like, because I think he lives in Hawaii now, is what he was saying, or he goes to Hawaii a lot, but he started talking about Hawaii, asking if we'd ever been, you know, like he's like you should let me know if you ever come. I'm like, come, I'll be there next week,
right? Like, I'm fucking coming.
Like, I'll be right there, Mike. But he was really nice, and he's so cute. Like,
really?
So cute. Like, there's no way he's single. Like, on TV, like, I mean, I guess we don't see him that much anymore now that he's older. Like a man.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's not, like, just some, like, sort of, like, nerdy little boy. Like, I mean, not that he was ever really nerdy, but
yeah,
he had, like, that preppy look to him, you know? Southern California boy.
Good. Okay,
I was like, okay, they left, and like I was seeing other people like coming and going, like no one was really just like lingering around, so I was like, I'm not ready to like pounce on any situations again yet. I was like, you know, I've got a picture with Vicky and Shannon, I'm doing pretty good so far, also Katie and Lala,
right?
So I was like, I'm gonna step outside real quick. It was like getting kind of hot in there. I was already hot. And
is that when you called me?
I think that's when I called you, and then I saw someone walk out the door that I really like. I saw Crystal.
Yeah, he's like, I gotta go.
I was like, oh holy fuck! I was like, it's Crystal, and damn, Crystal looks amazing too. Like, that's the thing. Like, I'm gonna say this 5,000 times. I'm gonna say everyone's amazing, gorgeous, stunning. The thing is, when you see these people in real life, it really is so different, because you're like, holy fuck, they really are. It's not just like, I mean, maybe it still is some makeup or whatever, or like it's not, you realize it's not just editing. And if anything, maybe they're like, what are they doing? Like face tuning them the wrong way.
Right.
Because, like, seeing some of these women, like, Crystal is so tall, really, too. But, like, she's, like, out there. Like, I saw her, like, she, like, walked out to, like, get a cab. And I was like, I love you, Crystal.
Did she stop her? Did she look back?
She did. And she said, thank you. Oh. And then she was, like, out there waiting for a cab for a while. And I was just like, oh, I love her. So I went back inside. I was like, okay, time to get back in the game. So I'm just, like, sitting there. And then I see Courtney from Below Deck, Courtney Veal from Below Deck Med.
How was she? Because I was hearing bad things about her.
Oh, my God. She was so nice.
That's what I thought you had said. She was nice. But, yeah, like, people were saying that they got reports that she was not nice.
I know. Well, and, guys, I'm so embarrassed by myself. But, like, I was sitting there at my table, and I didn't want to get up again because I was like, if I get up again, this – like, Maitre D is going to probably, like, kick me out of here. Because, like, I don't want to be too obvious of, like, what I'm doing. So I saw Courtney, and, like, I totally just, like, I, like, waved her over.
Oh, my God. You got fucking balls.
And so she came over, and I was just, like, I just went, like, I was, like, I, you know, I didn't want to lose my spot. And I didn't want to lose my table by getting up. And she's like, oh, no, you're fine. I was like, I just want to get a picture with you. You know, I'm loving that they brought you back, yada, yada, yada. And so she, like, took a picture with me. She's also another person that's amazingly gorgeous in real life.
Beautiful, but she's beautiful. Like, I look at her and I'm like, she's really pretty.
I know. Well, when I saw her in real life, I was like, girl, you might be too pretty to be out on that deck. Like, you're gonna, like, get that, because now I'm, like, worried, like, that davit that they're always, like, sending down to her to pick up the ski thing. I'm like, do not hit that face, because that girl is gorgeous.
She's stunning.
And I was like, oh, you're here with Z? Because I could see Z standing over there. And she's like, oh, yeah, do you want to talk to him too? And I was like, oh, sure. And she's like, Z. And she got him to come over. And he was really nice too.
Oh, my God.
Again, super cute in person.
Oh, yeah. He's adorable. I love Z.
So then I went outside. And confession moment, guys. I'm just like Countess Luann. I'm a cigarette smoker. So I was outside smoking a cigarette, and who rolls up to join me smoking a cigarette? Aunt Bertha of Old Lady Gang fame. So that was sort of fun. We just, like, smoked a cigarette. I was telling her just how much I love Candy and I love her hustle. And she was just telling me how great she, like, it was awesome. Cause it was nice to hear, like, her just talk about Candy.
I need you to walk me through it. So, like, she walked out, you're already standing there smoking a cig. Were you like, oh my gosh, hi? Or did she just be like, hey, how's it going? Like, or whatever.
Well, she was, like, standing by me, and I was like, Aunt Bertha, I'm such a big fan. I was like, you OLGs. Like, I had said something like, you OLGs are, like, you know, you guys should have your own show, basically. Because, like, just the way that they all interact with each other is hilarious to me.
Did she think that was sweet? She was like, oh, thanks and stuff.
Yeah. And I told her I really liked the show. And I told her, you know, I want to come and eat at the restaurant in Atlanta, which is, like, definitely, like, on my Bravo tourism list.
Did you tell her we interviewed Brian?
Oh, my God. See, and that's, like, in those moments, like, you just, like, go brain dead. I should have said that.
Yeah, you should have. So anybody who hasn't listened to our episode with Brian, it was right around the time that Candy and the Gang came out. So you can find that episode. It was a good one.
Yeah. So then go back inside after, on my way back in, which maybe Aunt Bertha didn't like me too much after this. But as I was walking back inside, Phaedra was standing outside waiting for her car. So I stopped and I took a picture with her.
Oh my God, that's wild.
And then so when we went back inside, we're sitting at the table. And like, so we end up meeting these girls, this group of girls that is so random and so fun. They were sitting at the table next to us. So, like, so you guys are Bravo fans too. And I was like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm just that Bravo gay. And then, like, I was, like, making a joke about my name. I was like, but no, really, like, I have an Instagram. You should check it out. It's that Bravo gay. So, like, it's, like, these, there are three girls. I'll give them a shout out here. Kayla, Caitlin, and Emily, if you're listening, because we had a blast.
What's up, ladies? Thanks for keeping my boy occupied while I was at home. Instagram.
So we were, like, just, like, sitting there, like, talking. Like, we just started, like, talking about moments. And, like, it's sort of funny. This is one of the first times in, like, real life as, like, being a content creator that I'm actually, like, out with, like, Bravo fans. Like, that's like, that's what I'm starting to like realize. Like, I've like stepped like into the looking glass here, because like then they start like just like asking me like my opinions, and also like if I had any inside tea on just like various situations. Like, I can't think of any in particular, but there were just a couple different situations. Like, so what do you think about this? Is that true? And I'm like, well, I mean, could be.
Because they think that we know. Like, yeah, it's funny.
And sometimes I do, but.
Right. Sometimes like, we do know, right?
It's like, maybe you don't want my opinion, so watch out what you're asking for.
My mom asks me every day about all the stuff she sees on the news. Can I confirm or deny?
So then after that, we're like, okay, well, we have reservations at the Hustler Club, because also on Thursday night, a little, the thing that I had sort of planned on doing, like we knew that we were going to do this and we were just going to go back to the hotel and rest if we didn't go to the Gans of Ort. So we were going to drop by Dorinda having an event at Hustler, because it was close to our hotel. We figured we'd drop in, have a drink, get a picture with her and stuff like that. And bop out of there. So that turned into a little bit of time. Did get to meet Dorinda. It was nice seeing her. She did remember myself and Ariel. Another shout out to an episode of the podcast. If you haven't listened to our episode with Dorinda.
Oh my God, so good. I love Dorinda. So the fact that you got to meet her and that she remembered us, and that just makes my heart so happy.
I mean, and it's just so funny because, like, as I was, like, pulling up, like, it was starting to, like, hit me, like, how just, like, surreal all of it was, because I was like, okay, I thought that Dorinda was actually going to be the first housewife that I met this weekend because I have these plans to come here, but now she's, like, the 10th.
Yeah, it's wild.
I'm like, she would not like knowing that I was just having drinks with Vicky. So we hung out there for a while. I didn't see either of them, but Meredith Marks and Cynthia Bailey had also showed up at some point.
Together?
Not together, at separate times. And I don't think either of them stayed very long at all, because, I mean, it was a strip club.
That's what I... Okay, so was it...
Like, when I heard the name of it, I was like, Hustler isn't like...
From
that
the
like
movie.
Like, isn't that like a porn magazine? Like,
well, it is, but like also Playboy? Hustlers was the strip club that movie that J-Lo did. That was the name of the strip club in New York City called Hustlers.
Okay,
so when you told me you were going, no, it's not. When you told me you were going, I Googled it. And I was like, is this the same bar? Oh my God. Like, I was like tripping, but it's not. But it would have been cool if it was.
It was an interesting experience. Didn't stay there for too long. I mean, once like some tits started coming out, I was like, all right, this is getting a little bit too far for me. But while we were there, we were hanging out with Bravo by Gaze was there, and also La Jaspiner Brooke, she came too. So we left there, went to another bar or two. I honestly, the timeline of events gets a little sketchy here for me, but at some point we make our way back to the Gans of Ort. Just can't help ourselves. You know, we were telling Brooke about it and Brooke was like, let's go back. So we're like, all right. So this time everyone's in a different area. I don't know if it was like a private bar or a secondary bar of the hotel, but we just walked in there like we were supposed to be there. And at that time, so like in the room, I'm like taking inventory. Lala's there, Katie's there, Sheena's there, Brock, Whitney Wild Rose, who we did actually run into about 30 minutes earlier, which I think is where we got the idea to go back to the Gans of Ort. But she was doing something at a gay club that night, and it's like she had just come from where we just were seeing her. Actually literally just remembered that detail. Some of these details are still so hazy in my mind. So anyways, we go back to the Gans of Ort. We've got so far I said Lala, Katie, we've got Brock, Sheena, Don Juan's there, you know, that works with Candy. We're seeing Meredith Marks, Tamara's there, John Mellencamp's daughter is there.
Oh God.
I know. It's never a good time when John Mellencamp's daughter is there.
She was rocked that night, she said.
I mean, I wish I could remember. I mean, she definitely sort of looks it in the photos, like...
Yeah, she looks drunk as fuck.
No, I end up taking pictures with her. I mean, I'm not really a big Teddy fan by any stretch of the imagination. But I was just like, I kind of have to get a picture with her just so I can say I met John Mellencamp's daughter. But I had a nice little chat with Meredith, too. I just sort of asked her, you know, does she think that her and Lisa will ever get back on track? And she said something like, you know, I think that too much damage has been done right now, but you never know. She's like, you know, you'd have to ask Lisa the same question. And I was like, well, I mean, I would totally ask her the same question. I was like, you know, I think that obviously, you know, reasonably so, there is more reason for you to be mad at her than for her to be mad at you. And so, I mean, I don't remember what else we talked about. I mean, literally, like, I had to look at the timestamp on my phone to see when all this was happening. And this was at 1:30 in the morning, after we had already been to several bars. So talked to Meredith for a while. Then I talked to Tamara. I will say that she wasn't maybe the friendliest person. And she'd also been rude to someone else. Like, even Teddy was nicer than her, but
wow.
Then
was she drunk too?
I mean, it's hard to say. Maybe. Yeah, I'm sure. I mean,
I'm not surprised though.
Everyone was pretty lit. I mean, Whitney was there too with her husband. So like, I also got a picture with her. I have all these pictures and the highlights on my Instagram too. So if you want to go and do some fact checking on my story, my timeline, go for it. But also since Katie was there, I did already get a picture with her, and I just like went back up to her. I was like, hey, I was like, thanks so much for taking that picture with me earlier. I was just,
did she remember you?
She did.
Oh,
cause I mean, it was only like 4 or 5 hours earlier. And I was still wearing the same outfit, probably still looking all rained out.
Where was Lala at?
I don't know where she went. She might've gone up. Maybe that's when she was up there listening in the halls. Cause you know, she said recently that the Gansevoort walls are paper thin, so if you want any tea, just walk up and down the hallways.
Yeah, she said that she busted into the room and was like, yo, we need to fucking keep it down when we're talking shit about these bitches, because you can hear mad shit.
Man, I would pay anything just to be able to have an hour in one of those hallways.
She said, so I'm referencing, I listened to Lala's podcast earlier today that just got released, and they said she gave, you know, her BravoCon experience, and she said that she heard a cast that had very heavy accents that was across the hall, and she was hearing everything they were saying, but she didn't want to say who it was, so she didn't give it away. I'm like, oh my God, is she talking about, like, who is she talking about? Family Karma? But I'm like, oh my God, is she talking about Dubai?
Like, I bet it's like Miami.
I was thinking maybe, ooh, Miami, or I was thinking Dubai. Miami,
I could easily hear like Alexia and Marisol, and they're just talking some mad shit.
Yeah, I also thought Chanel Ayan maybe too. You know? So
it's like, okay. You just have to think of like who could possibly be talking the most shit. I know. So it almost makes me feel like it's not Family Karma, because those people are all way too nice to get into that.
And I don't feel like they don't have the accents, the main cast. It's more so their parents who have more of the accent. So, and Shaw's don't really have accent. I'm trying to think of what other group it could be.
Really only Dubai or Miami, I think.
Yeah, because I was like, okay, Caroline Stanberry and Chanel and them. So there's a few accents in that. Sarah, just a few. So I'm like, well, who knows? But so anyways,
it could have even been Jersey. I mean, those people have accents too.
Oh my God. Yes. Wow. See, it could be anybody, guys.
Yeah, it really could. But at the end of the night, I ended up getting in way too early. Sun was starting to come up. Literally.
Wait, you say you were going to tell us everybody about you meeting Katie.
Oh wait. Yeah. Let me go back. Okay. So I did meet Katie again. And I knew that Katie was Ariel's, like, one of Ariel's top people. I was so wasted. I didn't remember anything about scripts or anything like that. I wasn't even going to try to call Ariel, but I started talking to Katie. I did ask her how she was doing.
You know that weekend when they were at BravoCon, it was Tom Schwartz's 40th birthday, and their divorce was finalized that weekend.
So wild. And so I told her that I did feel like she deserved better and that she'll find someone that makes her happy. And we had a nice little conversation. I was like, so anyways, I did this podcast. My partner is like one of your biggest fans, and she'd be totally fucking geeking right now if she knew that like we were having this conversation. Was and I was like, sweet? I was like, would you make a little video for her? And I kept on like trying to like get her to like say this term, because she was like, are you sure I can say that? She won't get offended. So I had her do this video, and
you guys, you got me a video.
It's so good. It's basically a free cameo. You're welcome.
Yes. Like, can you say such a good friend? He loves me. I'm like, oh, I was so happy. I was so excited.
And so like in the video, it's basically, I got Katie to call Ariel a dumb bitch for BravoCon. It is so funny. And you can tell that it's like late in the night. Like, she's kind of loose and like, she's just having a good time. Like, cause she's like, are we rolling yet? Okay.
I know. She like had her head down and then she like looked up, like she was preparing herself. She was like,
giving such a mood. I was living for it. I was like,
such a vibe. I saw like, her little tattoo. I was like,
this is not tequila, Katie, but which Katie is this? Cause like whatever alcohol you're on right now, like, I love this.
It's a vibe. Yeah. So she made like a little video, guys.
So good.
It was so good. It was a highlight.
That was night one. I could have died happy. I could have, you know, killed over in the street on the way back to my hotel. And I would have been like, I lived BravoCon.
When did I see that video? Did I see that video that night or the next morning I woke up to it?
Next morning. I was literally dying. I mean, I was up.
You sent it to me. You sent me your last text message. I remember the timestamp. I want to see if it's right. I think it was like 4:53 a.m., which was 5:53 a.m. Because I remember being like, it's almost 6 a.m. where he's at. Like, my alarm was like, oh, what are you doing? Huh?
I think I sent you like, what are you doing?
Like, I'm about to get up for work in an hour, motherfucker.
I was just like, should I just call her? Like, wake her up? Like, I need her to see this video now.
It was so good.
I did eventually go to bed, and I was high that whole next day off of that experience. And I just kept wondering. That was
a touristy day, right? Friday?
Like, Friday was going to be a touristy day. It didn't end up being as touristy because I was so tired and so hungover from all of my antics from the previous night. I mean, between the Gansevoort twice and the gay bars, we went to like 5 or 6 different places. So then we finally arrived to the big day, BravoCon. So I went on Saturday. I had a GA pass. I didn't want to spring for VIP or SVIP. Especially with this being my first time going, I was like, I want to just sort of know what it's like before I decide to like make that huge investment. Because the ticket prices were pretty expensive, I'd say.
So do you think that you, now looking back, are you like, damn, I wish I would have done it a different way? Or are you like, okay, I'm glad I went and scoped the scene and now I know better next time. Are you happy with the route you chose?
I'm satisfied with how my day went.
No complaints?
I do have some complaints, and I'll sort of address some of the complaints. I think that they will probably make some changes before next year. I'm hoping
he'll give a little summary at the end, everybody. Pros and cons.
Because here's the thing that I'm giving them some grace because this is only the second one, and if you want to say, it could almost be just like it's the first one because it's been 3 years since the first one. It's a completely new venue
and a much larger scale.
Yeah, and I mean, in the much larger scale, there are also so many even more shows than there used to be, because it's like shows like Winter House, Ultimate Girls Trip, Salt Lake City, Dubai. Like, none of those shows existed back then.
You're right. And you know, tonight, not tonight, today on my, I was listening to the Bravo, you know, Radio Andy, whatever. You turned me on to Radio Andy.
Now you can't quit, right?
Yeah, it's really good. And they were talking about how good the Summer House, Winter House, and Vanderpump panel was, like, one of their top panels, they said. And so I'm excited to see that play out, because they'll probably have it on Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to put any of the panels on Bravo, but they did release 4 panels to Peacock. So if you have Peacock, go look, because they've released the panel for, well, and they're edited versions, because they do have the version, so they have the panel on the Ultimate Girls Trip, where they bring out the girls from Girls Trip 3, but they do not show the trailer.
Aww.
They have the Miami Girls trailer, or not trailer, panel, the Miami Housewives panel. They have the Southern Charm panel, and then the Below last Deck. One was Below Deck. Yeah.
Yeah, I had saw that. But no, I had saw something, or I heard he said that they're on Watch What Happens Live every day this week. You know, they're doing live.
Oh, yeah. The Watch What Happens Lives are the Watch What Happens Lives they filmed during BravoCon.
Okay, so then there was a Summer House, Winter House, Southern Charm Watch What Happens Live thingy, because it's gonna, that's what I heard him say, I think, on the radio this morning. Like, wait till you guys see that. That's gonna air. It was either today or tomorrow. And he's like, it is so good, you guys. Like, they were one of the, they didn't expect it to be so good. And it was like, yeah, one of those that lit it up.
It's the one I think that airs tomorrow, which is like their night, right? Isn't, yeah, because Winter House and Southern Charm both come on
Thursdays.
Thursday nights.
Yeah.
Because tonight is the Shade Assassins episode. On Wednesday.
Yeah, we're recording this the Wednesday after BravoCon, guys.
Yes.
He's still recovering. He doesn't know what day it is. It's all a mirage. Did it even happen? Like, is he still fucking sleeping and dreaming?
I know. I barely even believe the stories I'm telling, guys.
Was it from all the DayQuil and NyQuil he was taking from his crew?
Basically. It's like, I just can't. But so I didn't end up going to any of the panels. Basically, I sort of watched how things went on the first day, and I sort of made a game plan. I knew one of my priorities was to go to the museum, or it's called Bravoland. And that's still one of my favorite experiences. We actually did it twice.
Looks very cool.
We did it once, like, just me and my husband, and then the second time, like, those random girls that we met, the Gansevoort, we're hanging out throughout BravoCon too. Like, we call them the Bravo Babes. That's what our little random group chat that I have with these girls in Austin is called. So anyways, the museum is super cool. I mean, it's got like a lot of like old pictures, and there's like videos playing. And there's like all sorts of like items. Like, so they have like Tamara's breast implants. They have the unicorn outfit that, Stanberry was wearing when she was humping or straddling Juliet's husband.
Oh my god, that
the Gone with the Wind Fabulous dress that Kenny was wearing, and it's on like a twirling pedestal.
Was it? I actually think of all the things I've seen, the onesie unicorn might have been my favorite.
I was like, oh my god, yes,
you were the only person that showed that. Nobody else, and I was watching everybody's stories, unless I just so happened to miss those stories because everybody was posting.
No, that's because that's literally my favorite
right
episode scene from Ladies of London. Like, it's chaos.
Oh, Julia, what is it? Oh, your husband,
kangaroo babies. Your husband was having the best time of his life.
Oh my god,
he just kept saying it, he was having the best time.
If I was Juliet, I would have, I love Caroline Stanberry, we know that. If I was Juliet, I would have snatched her ass. I would have fucked her ass up.
But there was also like, so they had more recent stuff. They had like Teresa's wedding dress. They had they had like different photo experiences in there too. Like, you could like get in like Teresa and Louis's, like, you can do the face. They had like I don't even know what they call those, but
they had Leah's tiki torches, fucking Ramona's wine, the bucket hat.
So much good stuff. And I'm trying to like,
they had a lot of Leah stuff there. Tiki torches, the bucket hat, the dress she wore to the reunion. I was surprised for Leah only being on there for like two or three seasons that she had so much stuff in the museum. Like, I feel like, you know, like we got to see the bunny, right? Rinna's bunny that she gave to Kim was there.
I love the table flip. I loved seeing Monique's binder.
Oh my god, that was amazing. That was epic. They had
I'm surprised she even gave that to them.
I know. I thought that. I bet you Andy said to her, "Can I have this?" Because I actually heard him again the other day on radio, Andy and John. It was like, "Oh my gosh, Andy, you keep all that little knickknack bullshit." He's like, "No, it's housewife memorabilia. That shit is like comes in handy." I bet you he was like, "Hey Monique, what you gonna do with that?"
Yeah, you're gonna throw them in the trash or but we also had like crystals, ugly leather pants.
Oh, those were there? I didn't see those.
Yeah. They also had like a little like thing where you could do the shot ski behind like the bar and it looks like you're on Watch What Happens Live.
So
they had Wendy's 4 degrees. So that was awesome. And while we were in there,
wait, what'd you say degrees? What'd you say?
They had Wendy's
four degrees. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Which I absolutely loved seeing those. But
I'm sorry,
while,
I interrupted
while
you.
We were in there, Jen Aiden came through there. So I got to take a picture with her. She's super sweet. She looks amazing in real life. Like, just so stunning.
So walk us through that. You just walked up to her and was like, "Hi, Jen." You had to tell us about your interaction with them.
I mean, I started that whole like blacking out thing again because it's the first. This is literally the first thing we did when we got to BravoCon that day.
Okay,
and it was sort of like, "Oh shit, here we go." Like, is it going to be this easy? Like,
she's tiny. You said she's tiny though.
She's
right?
So tiny. Like, not only like just like general, just like general size, like. She's somehow like shorter even than I thought she would be.
She had stilettos. You said that to me. You were like, she had stilettos. I don't know if you said stilettos, but you're like, she had like, she was dressed up. She had heels on and she was still really tiny, like a tiny little. And I told you, because I remember saying when I saw Kourtney Kardashian, she was like 5 foot. She looked like a child.
Like that's, that is definitely the most surprising thing is like when you're watching these people on TV, you can't always tell how tall they are.
Yeah.
And so like, Vicky was really tall. Crystal seemed really tall. Like,
yeah. So what about Garcelle? Did you see Garcelle?
I did see Garcelle go through the lobby. I didn't chase after her. I mean, she's a real celebrity. So
right. And was she like fucking gorgeous?
Beyond. And that was from 20 feet away. I can't even imagine. Like,
cause she is like a stunner for real. Like, she is like a real beauty. Like, not like the, like, she looks good, I'm sure, when she's got sweats on.
100%. So that was the first time we went in the museum, and then we went in again. But while we were in line, the woman had said something to the, there was someone that was like, the event was pretty well staffed. I will say that. There were a lot of people around that could take your picture. Cause I mean, some people might've been alone or they wanted to take it with their one partner that they had with them. So like there were people there to take photo experiences. Cause I mean, they had like, you could sit on a ski lift from Salt Lake and like, look like you're like on like one of the housewives. You could do like the whole tray thing from Vanderpump. Like,
why didn't you do that?
Again, the lines.
Like that would have been
all included, the one thing. I mean, cause the one thing I did sort of think about staying in line for, but it was so long and I just had a lot on my to-do list was they had like, you could go, it was like a special like Tresemme experience and you could go and do like your housewives opening. And like, I don't know if you could pick which franchise you wanted to pretend like it was.
Did you do that?
I didn't do that because the line for that was one of the longer lines. But then, like, they, like, would send you a video and it's, like, got your name at the bottom to where it's, like, you know, like, your housewife. It's like, your housewife opener.
It's so funny to me that the Vanderpump Rules opening is the one thing that all Bravo celebrities want to do. Like, it's, like, you know, the one thing that they just, like, it's stuck for some reason. That weird-ass turnaround, slow motion, holding a tray with drinks.
Spilling shit like, everywhere. Like.
Yeah. I thought it was so weird last season when Lala blew bubbles because, you know, she doesn't drink anymore. I'm like, y'all couldn't give her something else besides just some fucking bubbles? Like, give her a phone or something because she was like a hostess or whatever. But okay, anyway, sorry. I'm disappointed you didn't do that experience.
I know. There were so many of those, but I'll get to that part in my critique at the end. But so after that, I was like, the next thing on my list I wanted to do, like, so I did want to go and like, we went ahead and like checked out like the whole lay of the land. The Bravo land was probably the furthest part away, and it was actually a little bit difficult to find at first. But, because I feel like what they, another thing they could use is like every so often, like a map that says like, you are here.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I mean, Jawvitz is a giant convention center, and they weren't even using all of it. Like it's so huge. But so we did a little bit of exploring. We saw that like the log lines for the panels were really long because there was a whole situation on Friday that most of you, I'm sure, heard about where there was a panel. They didn't release everyone before getting new people in. And then people started like slipping through the curtain. And then there was like, some people were like using tactics I heard of like being like, oh, sorry, I was in the bathroom. Can I go back in now? And they're like, oh yeah, go ahead. But in the Beverly Hills one, they hadn't learned their lesson yet. And people fucking like rushed in there when they shouldn't have been there. And so like, you know, that was the only incident like that I ever heard of. And I think it's the only one that actually happened. Cause that was sort of like, oh fuck, like our bad.
They made it, that story made it to people.
Yeah.
The fire marshal had to get, basically everybody waited. They bum rushed in, and then they basically had to make everybody get out to then readjust and then re-enter. They had to
re-enter.
Alex McCord style. I mean, Kelly Bensimone.
And I mean, they were hurting. They were, you know, stampeding like a herd of fucking buffalo.
Yeah. See, that's crazy. That would have been the one panel, though, that was great to see. Rena got booed.
Yeah, of course. And I mean, she probably loves it. But
well, I heard that she got prepped right before she walked out. Andy said this as well. This was the first time I heard this, that Erica said to her right before they walked out, you're probably going to get booed. And Lisa was like, what? And she was like, I just prepare yourself. You're probably going to get booed because of what's just been going on. And Lisa's like, no. And Erica's like, yeah.
I mean, she really does think that she's like a top fan favorite. And like, maybe she was like 6 years ago, but slowly that's been eating away. Cause
we can't
get into all of this, but bad. Especially you can't treat people like that. Especially like a lot of these people that she's fucked over the seasons, they were people she brought on the show as her friends.
Yeah. And rumor on the street is Denise might be coming back in some capacity. So that would be, I don't really want her to come back, but if Lisa Rinna stays, I do want them to bring Denise Richards back. Cause she'll come back giving really zero fucks. And I'm ready. And then let's let her blow that bitch up. So like, you know, like she was married to Charlie Sheen. I will fucking destroy you, Lisa Rinna. Like you don't even know my life, bitch. I'm reformed. You know, that's what Denise is thinking.
You think I don't know what a crazy motherfucker's like?
I fucking spent Thanksgiving with a fucking prostitute and my children.
Oh my God. So anyways, I decided early on after I'd seen some stories that one of the places to be was the Bravo Bazaar, which I did also want to get like merch. Cause I was like, you can find like special stuff there. You can find,
tell people what's there. Yeah. The bazaar.
So at the bazaar, it's like, that's where everyone comes to sell their wares. You know, there's a lot of people, you know, that have their stuff there. There's some other like random booths there that are non Bravo related.
Notice there was like some weird bra vendor, and somebody was like, "Who are you with?" And they're like, "Us." And they're like, "Oh, okay." And but so tell me who were some of the vendors that they had at BravoCon.
So I mean, you could find all sorts of people. You could like, so I would definitely say there was a high concentration of Potomac because I saw Candace had a booth, Wendy, Karen, Robin, Giselle doesn't sell anything. Well, no, because there was actually also
Wendy too, right?
Wendy was there, yeah. She had a booth.
Yep.
And I'm wrong, because there was actually a booth for Reasonably Shady.
Meredith, the podcast.
Yeah, Meredith and Brooks Marks had one. Apparently Toya from Married to Medicine is doing some sort of wine club now.
Ooh.
So she had a little booth for that, and there was like going to be a wine tasting at some point during the day, and the line for that was insane.
Cute.
We had Jill Zarin, Countess had a booth, which I bought some stuff, and when I do a video sometime, guys, I'll show you where I put it, because it's all going back here in the archive.
He's going to go on Ricky's La Archive. Maybe that might be something fun to add to YouTube, too.
Yeah, a little tour of the Larchive. booth for Gina's skincare product. And, I have to say, I don't love the name of it. I know that it's,
Cara something?
Caragala. Caragala. I don't even know. But the way it is on the sign is all just one word. And the way that it was printed was in all caps. So I saw it and I was like, what the fuck is Caragala? And it took me a minute, and I had to see her picture. And I was like, oh, I know what that is now.
What about Tamara's stuff? She was there.
Tamara had people there. Kenya Moore hair care. And it's as I walk past
that. Kenya Moore
hair care.
Yeah.
It's you just can't help yourself. She's so fucking smart for that moment, because that brand will never, not that I'm going to buy her hair care necessarily, but that will never leave my brain.
You guys, he saw the Countess. I'm going to tell this part. And he yelled Giovanni. And I'm like, you have to. Thank you. If you didn't, I would have disowned you.
I was literally, this was again, another person I was on the phone with, Ariel. There were only a couple times when I called her, because it was so chaotic. But one time that I called her, I was outside. We had been by Lou's booth, and they'd said that she was going to be there at a certain time. She was late.
She no-showed? Didn't she no-show her and Sonia?
Her and Sonia showed up with 10 minutes left in their photo op.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. So I did see her eventually arrive. I was outside, and I see this figure in red going by. This tall man was walking by in red, and I'm like, no, that's not a man, that's Lou Man. I'm just kidding. But no, she was stunning too. She was wearing this red jumpsuit looking thing, and
she was on her way to meet Susan Lucci.
She was walking with fucking grace and elegance. And I just yelled, Giovanni, and she kind of did
she did.
She kind of just lifted her hand a little bit, because there were other people. This was basically outside of Javits, and there weren't a lot of people around outside, but there were people that were Chic, c'est la vie, and saying different countessisms. So then also in the bazaar, they had the underwear dance party, the Vishal and Amrit underwear line. They had Amy Phillips and Chef Stu selling their cookbook. And Sutton Concept had something. She by Sheree had some fashions.
Hell yeah.
Her booth was staying pretty busy with people looking in, so I didn't really wander in there to see what was in there, because everyone wants to see what the fashions are.
Yeah.
So a fashion show with no fashions, how dreadful.
I can't believe you didn't buy anything from her.
I know. But yeah, maybe I should do a special video for you guys to show you what I did buy. I didn't buy a lot of wild stuff, but I did buy some cute little highlights. But the thing that to be said about the bazaar, and this is what I learned from watching how day one unfolded, a lot of those Bravo celebrities, while they're selling stuff, they're also coming to their booth to bring people to their booths. Because then they have the official photo ops, which those I heard were quite difficult. If it's someone like Kyle Richards, your chances are pretty slim to none to actually getting the photo. Especially here's the thing.
Is that the one they put you in the room and you're in a room with a bar and you just they come in, because I also saw a few things where like people were in a room and there was like a bar on each end and it was like a coolly lit room. And then they like one situation, they didn't know the Bravo Labs that were walking in. And there was like four or five different Bravo Labs who just came in. I remember seeing one with Danielle and Andrea and Lala, just like a random group of people who came in. And I was like, is that a meet and greet? Is that a panel? Is that with SVIP? What is that? Because it wasn't like you knew you were going to meet Sonia and Luann at this time, you know?
I think that's the SVIP because they had their own lounge, which I heard like basically like the Bravo celebrities would like come and go like throughout the day. I don't know how long they stayed. I'd have to ask someone that went with SVIP, but I don't know anyone that did. But the photo ops, the like, you know, I think if you had VIP or SVIP, you might have stood a better chance. But it's like with people, like, as I heard with like the Kathy Hilton line, like that it was like insanity. But the photo ops, as far as I know, were just that Bravo celebrity stood in one spot and they brought people up to the, like, it was like a step and repeat.
Gotcha. So I definitely must have saw a lounge thing then.
That was probably some sort of lounge, or I mean, you just never knew where someone's gonna pop up.
Like, where did you meet Heather Gay?
Heather Gay was also in Bravo Land in the museum. Okay. That's I was in the second time we ran into her, and so I got a picture with her. Which her team was already kind of getting annoyed with how long she was taking, so I just got my picture and I like walked away. I mean, I'm more of a Lisa fan anyway, so.
Was she nice, though?
She was really nice, really nice. Yeah. Another shorty. So here's the other thing. The photo ops were one situation. Like I said, if you have VIP and SVIP, you might be able to get up there. It really depends on how popular they are with those two groups, too, though. I don't know if they went sort of like SVIP, VIP, GA, like in some sort of rotation. I don't know how it went, because I didn't actually do but one photo op. Because again, the lines were so long before the photo op even started, and like I was
hearing
stories. The one that I did do was Dr. Nicole and Larsa, and Larsa was wearing this like lingerie with like a blazer, and like I was like, okay, I can see the OnlyFans now. Like, get it, girl.
Yeah, she's hot.
Super hot, but. With the photo ops, I don't know how it works exactly, but if you are VIP or SVIP, you get closer access. But I was hearing stories of people that would line up to see one particular person, and then that 30 minutes would run out, and they'd get bumped. Like, it's like, okay, well, I can stay in line and meet the next person. And then I heard in this particular case, they didn't even get to that second person. They end up waiting in line for a third person. And it was someone that particular person didn't even really want to see. Which is just like, those were some of the stories that kept me out of those. And I was like, you know what? I can get photo ops. I can be smart about this.
Yeah.
Because I, at the bazaar, instead of going, I could have went and did a photo op with Jill during her time allotment. But instead, I knew when she was going to be at her booth. So I showed up there 5 minutes early, got in line, took me 15 minutes to get a picture taken with her.
And you got something signed.
I got to talk to her. And while I was waiting to talk to her, I talked to Allie. So,
yep. And they knew who you were, which I love.
Yeah. And so I also met Wendy that way. It took like 5 minutes to get to her, signed book in the process.
Love it.
Same with Amy and Chef Stu.
Did you not meet Lisa Barlow?
I did not. Oh, I saw her at the Gansevoort from far away, but I like, so she didn't have her Vita tequila at BravoCon. And I don't know if you've heard this or not, but the reasoning is because there's an alleged global glass shortage.
I did hear that.
So I'll leave that there.
Yeah. Cause we love Lisa. So we're just going to zip it.
Like my husband says, I want you to zip it.
I want you to zip it.
I'm trying to think of who else I met at the bazaar. Okay, so I met Amrit and Vishal both from Family Karma at their underwear dance party situation.
Love it.
I met Aisha. She was just like standing in the middle of the bazaar and people just like started lining up to take pictures. And she was like, okay, I'd love to.
Oh my God. I love it.
Her voice. And like, it's just like, so like literally like when you hear it, like in real life, like your fucking face, like you cannot help but just smile. She's like, oh my God, thank you so much for loving me.
Oh my God.
That, but I just mean like, that's just how she talks.
You were so cheesy and fangirling.
I mean, it's hard not to be when she's talking to you. She's such a bubbly person. Like, you try it, bitch. Try to keep a straight face while talking to someone like Aisha, and you'll just be like, oh, I love you. But so she was someone that I just randomly ran into. Caroline and Sergio, I saw them at their booth, but their line was so long, and apparently they'd already been going for a really long time. So we did get in line for them, waited only like 5 minutes. And like the woman said, you know, they've already been doing this for an hour. They're not going to, we have to go ahead and cut the line off where it is. And I was like, that's fine.
How did she look? Beautiful.
Amazing. And Sergio looks even hotter in person, but just to the side of her line, which was like an added benefit for anyone waiting in that line, was Nina from Dubai. She was standing there and like her assistant had like this like bright light that was like basically like, to give her better lighting. It was crazy. I was like, this just feels so Bravo. This feels so Bravo, Bravo, so, fucking Bravo.
This feels so fucking rich right now. I was made for this. That's what you were thinking.
Basically. And like, so that the whole Bravo, Bravo, fucking Bravo was like literally like what was going through my head like the entire weekend. Like I'd turn a corner and I'd see something wild. I'd be like, Bravo, Bravo, fucking Bravo.
Fuck yeah.
So again, the bazaar is the happening place. The bars, that was another situation that I felt like they do need, I think, a couple more bars because there's enough space in there. There were several spaces that were very open. I felt like they could have either put more seating or more bars in those spaces or made the bazaar bigger. And that's the other thing. The bazaar needs to be bigger because there's so many people coming there, not only just to buy the stuff, but to line up to see the housewives. Because it's like, you know, you get people like Craig up in there. You get like Loverboy. You get Carl and Kyle up in there. Like all the fucking girls want to meet those boys.
For sure. I would want to meet the boys.
So that's for anyone that doesn't want to, you know, have to go through the, if you next year you're seeing that the lines are bad, check out the bazaar because I'm sure it's going to be happening again. But again, they need more bars because, so we got there, they also need more liquor at said bars because we got there, it was still very early in the day. First panel hadn't even started yet. We get in line, the bar line's actually not very long at that point, maybe like five people. I order a carcass out, which they have different themed bars, but some of the bars, there's themed bars and every bar has like one drink that's particular to that theme. There's like a Below Deck bar. There's Family Karma.
Love it. And they have a signature cocktail. Love it. Yeah. Love a signature khaki.
So I was trying to just order a carcass out, which I mean, do I really need a vodka soda at like 9:30 in the morning? Not really.
But you're going to have it.
It's BravoCon. So I'm like, oh yeah, carcass down. They're like, we're out of that.
At 9:30 in the morning?
I'm like, what? How are you out of vodka, soda, and lemons?
Oh my God. That's fucking wild.
So I drank a nice Sauvignon Blanc. They did have that. Because at first they're like, we do have Chardonnay. And I was like, don't really want that. And then the guy was like, oh no, we have some Sauvignon Blanc. I was like, hook me up, man.
So they barely had anything?
I mean, for the crew that they know is coming to this event, like Bravo people are not sober people.
That's fucking annoying.
So I had that one drink and then we go and we do some shit and I'm like, okay, I'm ready for another drink now.
And you should have gotten two.
Should have gotten two. Go back and look at the line. The line is just very, very long. Like, I'm not talking like 15 people. It was like 30 to 45. And we waited in line so long that like we were making fucking friends in line. Like we knew this woman and her mom and her sister. Like we know like their entire life story now because we waited in line with them.
That's funny.
So that's it. And I mean, the lines for like the VIP and the SVIP were completely empty. So I mean, knowing that you could get to that bar extra quick. And I'm not selling you guys on trying to get VIP or SVIP. I'm just telling you the situation.
If you were like, damn, I wish I was VIP because I could be having a million drinks and have a great buzz right now.
Yeah. There were a lot of times where I'm like, well, why the fuck was I so cheap? But it's also like, I was going to, if I was VIP or SVIP, I'd probably be spending like $500 on drinks that day.
I was going to say, would you really want to drink that much and be like drunk at BravoCon? Or maybe you do.
Maybe I would, because I mean, I like to drink while I'm watching Housewives. So yeah, it's like that, but on crack.
Yeah.
So the bar situation, I'd like to see some changes there. I think it's mostly just a matter of having more bars because
There were a lot of people.
I mean, for the amount of people they have, like, they could have had more. Because I don't know exactly how many there were, but, like, not that many compared to the amount of people. And then the amount of space they had. Like, that's the thing. Like, I've seen videos of people saying, oh, Javits was too small. It's like, it was not too small. They just could have used their space differently.
I don't know. They were very up on each other, the booths. There was like no spacing between them, like at all. I could see like three booths down. That's how close they were on each other.
Like some, like it's crazy because like some areas would feel super crowded because of how close things were to each other. And then other areas felt so empty because like no one was in them.
Well, maybe they also needed to be a little bit more thoughtful and strategic on the placement of who they're placing by each other due to popularity to help with flow.
The other thing that sort of bothered me a little bit was the lunch situation, but that's not so much of a Bravo problem. I see that more as like a Javits problem. I mean, I feel like there's probably a whole secondary area that has like more food options, but I feel like they needed just a couple more to serve the amount of people because, again, it was very crowded. It was a little scarce trying to find a place to sit too.
Who did you see at lunch?
Huh?
Who did you see at lunch?
I did see Lori Cooper, realtor, just randomly just sitting at like a table. And I wasn't sure if it was her at first. But
for anybody who doesn't know who that is, tell them.
It's Dorinda's realtor.
Yeah, from Roni.
But someone, I heard someone sitting at like the table right next to me. And I heard someone say, are you Lori Cooper? And she's like, yes, I am.
That's so crazy.
So weird that you're just out here with the regular people. Like, Dorinda didn't hook you up with a guest pass?
Yeah.
So I hope someone hooks me up with a guest pass next year.
Well, we're manifesting that we're going to have press passes next year.
Yeah. But the lunch situation was a little bit hairy. I mean, again, that's not Bravo's fault, but...
Were you hangry?
I was getting a little hangry. I was getting a little weak. Because it was
sober and hungry. What the fuck?
It was about 2 o'clock before we decided to go ahead and eat because, you know, at lunchtime it was fucking wild in there. Yeah. So like we waited for it to die down and it still took a while. Like we ended up deciding to go to this Greek place. The food was okay. I mean, I rarely complain about too many toppings, but they put way too much in my pita to where I was like, the amount of feta in that pita was almost grossing me out because it was like, this is like eating like a cheese pita.
Because they're just like, they just throw shit on it. It's just
The main problem is like in the middle of this, like the internet, I guess something fucks up with their internet at this Greek place and they can't take credit cards and they're not communicating this. And someone on the line's like calling them out. They're like, you're not communicating what's happening, yada, yada, yada. Anyways, it's like people are like throwing cash at them. They're like, here, I don't need any change. Like, which is basically what we ended up doing because there was like an ATM like pretty close by. So we went and got cash. We're like, here, keep the change, you filthy fucking animal. So then after lunch, we went back in. Again, we didn't do any panels. After lunch is when we did the museum the second time. Then we did the Miami thing because we noticed the room was empty, surprisingly. I think so, like around 3 o'clock, it seemed like there was like sort of a lull setting in. And I feel like people were either like getting tired or maybe they're in panels, but it started feeling a little bit more like thinned out.
Okay.
So that was nice because then we got on that photo op pretty easy with the Miami girls.
And they seemed like they were getting along, Dr. Nicole and Larsa, because remember they got into it last season.
Seemingly so.
Interesting.
Super interesting. And so, I mean, that's more or less how the day went. I went to a couple of the other little experiences. Like there was a Lay's potato chip thing where like Dorinda, Melissa, Gorga, and Kyle Richards made little chip situations, concoctions with Lay's. I mean, they probably didn't really make them. It's probably just like
their recipe. Their name.
Because I mean, so it was like Kyle had the splits. So, I mean, they're basically, they picked those three women and they decided to like think of something that's like iconic to them.
Yeah, Dorinda's lasagna.
I feel like they should have like really.
They should have did Brandy and Dorinda's lasagna.
What I really wanted to see was like some sort of like fun merchandise in there that was sort of like chip clip.
That would have been fucking cute.
Clip.
You shouldn't put this in the podcast, and you should edit this out, and we need to email Dorinda that.
Ask her if she wants to partner in it.
Yeah. I'm just gonna piggyback on that. I'm just like Luann, guys. I was here when Clip was created, not like, you know, just like the skinny girl.
Yeah. So we did the chip thing. That was fun. We got a free tote bag out of it. The chips, I only tried the lasagna one, and it was just too weird for me.
It was real food?
It was real food. The lasagna one was like stacked. It was like two chips. I don't even know exactly what was in the middle. I'd have to look at the description again.
I'm grossed out.
And I can't even tell you.
On the table, and you just walked up?
They had like little like boats. You know, like what you might get, like fries in at like a diner or something.
And they were open, not even covered.
Not even covered. Someone was there with gloves. No, someone was like handing them to people.
Oh, okay, good. Okay.
Yeah. And then you could like take a picture with like your behind some like fancy little thing they had. But
gotcha.
Lots of different little things. I mean, that was one of the only things that came with like free food that. Again, I did not like the lasagna. I mean, I would maybe like the flavor if they made a lasagna chip, but whatever was between those two chips, I don't know if it was like tomatoes or
you weren't feeling
what it was. And there was like basil on top, and the basil was very strong, like bright, like shockingly strong. But it was like, and also they all had like gold dust on them. It was wild.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was pretty much my day at BravoCon. I did a lot of that. So then that night, we went to one after party. We went to Thea, Your Moms Are Watching. She had an after party. We stopped by there. And then we went to another after party that happened to also be the Below Deck after party. So at this party, we're at the Civilian in New York City. We're with Jonathan. He runs the Bravo Bronado account. We're with Brooke again. We're with Ashley from that the Reality Bitch, Simone from Bravo's House Vibes podcast, and Jen from Blocked by Jax, which another episode you guys should listen to if you haven't, the episode that we did with Jen. So we're all just there like hanging out, and then they start like rolling in. We've got Kyle from Below Deck, Dave the chef, Chef Dave. Is everything okay? Hey.
Yeah, I like Chef Dave.
And Z was there, and then there was a girl there that I
Courtney think... wasn't there?
Courtney wasn't there. I asked because Z remembered me. And I did ask him where Courtney was, and he said that she was somewhere else. She might have been because I mean, so Aisha never showed up, neither did Daisy or Gary. So I think there might have been two different parties because someone was trying to tell me.
So the guys went one place and the girls went another, it seems like, huh?
Yeah, something like that. But it's like, I heard, and I don't know if this is true, and I don't know if it's been debunked since, but I just remember seeing that day or hearing that day that like Kyle and Dave weren't necessarily like part of BravoCon, but they showed up and they were just like taking pictures with people. I don't know if they were in the Below Deck panel. I haven't watched that yet, but it's hard to say.
Yes, they were part of the panel because Dave lifted up his shirt.
Oh yeah, you're right. Hands. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that person, whoever posted that, was an idiot.
Yeah.
But they thought that just because they were out wandering. But I mean, there are a lot of people just out like you catch a housewife out in the wild. It's a weird thing. It's like your eyes are constantly just like going back and forth, and you're like, am I going to recognize them? Yada yada yada. But so that was fun. Got to hang out with them, and that sort of concluded the Bravo events of my weekend. But what I would probably do next year, I would probably do SVIP one day, mostly just because I feel like you can easily. So I did GA, and I feel like I got a very good experience. I mean, it helps that I had the whole situation at the Gansevoort too. But
yeah, would you have felt that way had you not had the experience at the Gansevoort?
I think I maybe still would. I think that I would probably wish that I had more than one day. Because that's the thing. I think if you're going to go the GA option and you don't really care about doing that much, you're fine. I think that if you're someone that would want to do all of those different things, like, because, I mean, mostly your time can be eaten up waiting in line. So yeah. If you're only going one day, I would maybe say don't do GA. Because I kind of want to do SVIP, and then it's like, okay, well, I can get access to like everything probably in like,
right,
15 minutes or so.
Well, I'm like the opposite of you. Like, I would want to do the panels. I'd want to see the panels.
Well, see, I would probably do the panels if I was
in SVIP.
But see? The thing is, if you feel like you want to, if you're someone that watches every single Bravo show and you think that you'd want to go to every single panel, I would recommend that you go. Well, even then, it's sort of hard. I was going to say, yeah, I recommend you go multiple days, but you know, there's so much other stuff to do aside from the panels. Like, and that's why it's like I didn't end up missing them, because I caught all of the highlights on Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah. I gotta tell you.
There's something to be said about seeing it all happen in person, but, and I do sort of wish that I would have went to a Watch What Happens Live, but.
Yeah. Because I gotta tell you,
kind of expensive.
I would have never thought that I would have. One of my absolute favorite moments from seeing online, which I never in a million years would have thought that it would have been ever. Because I don't even know. I was shocked by myself. I watched it 4 times in a row with the biggest smile on my face. But it was when, I think it was a Watch What Happens Live episode. And Sheena Shea comes out and sings Good as Gold. Yeah, because they had like Kenya sing, Candace sing, Melissa Gorga sing, and Sheena sang. And Sheena sang Good as Gold. And she came out and did the fucking splits on the stage. Like, that was the most amazing thing I think I've ever saw. And you see like everybody's face in the background, like all the housewives that were already like sitting on the stage. I remember seeing like Brandy literally gave her, if you go back and watch this, Brandy's face is so funny because she's looking at Sheena like, you're the woman who broke up my family and my marriage. You're a homewrecker. But yeah, she did fucking Brandy.
Exactly how she probably did break up the home too.
Yeah, because Brandy didn't even fucking flinch. But you see like Phaedra and a few other people be like, whoa, when fucking Sheena went down. And I smiled so hard. Like, I didn't know I needed that. And it was so fucking good.
And I found myself in this weird, really weird place. Like, I have never liked Candace, but it's like, is she somehow getting to me through her music? Because that drive back song just like sticks in your head.
I was just listening to it because, spoiler, y'all, I'm going to see Candace tomorrow night for a concert.
By the time you guys are listening to this, she's going to be driving back.
I'm going to be driving back, and I have a meet and greet with her. So I'm really stoked about that.
And it's fun that it's also someone I didn't meet. So you're one upping me.
Yeah, so I get to do like dinner and drinks. She's performing at all the different since this is going to be out after I go, she's performing at a bunch of different city wineries. She's going to be in Chicago. Then she's going to Nashville and Atlanta. So she's going all over the place. And I'm really stoked to see her. I got fucking VIP too. I'm like right at the front, like first table. So I will definitely have some content. And then on our next episode, I'll let you guys know how all that went.
I can't even wait. Yeah. So some other questions that people asked that I just want to answer real quick.
Let's do that. Because you had a few things you put on your story, right? And you had some followers ask some questions. Let's hit those before we close this up.
Yeah, because I feel like we touched on most of BravoCon again next year. I recommend SVIP. If you're not someone that likes waiting in line, I'm an impatient person. And if you also want to hit everything and not have any sort of time restraint, go for a bigger ticket price. Start saving now. You know, this is your 1 year notice. Start saving now.
Yeah.
Someone had asked me which housewife looked the most different from how they do on TV. And I think my answer would be Vicky. I think either Vicky or Shannon. I think that they 100% look like 1,000 times better in real life. And it's wild, the difference. Someone else asked who the rudest housewife was. And that probably goes to someone on the same cast, Tamara. I do feel like she was a lot more standoffish. I mean, I know that I'm no one in the Bravo world, really. But, you know, even someone that people ever, you know, people always talk about how Meredith Marks is really cold. Well, I talked to Meredith for like 15, 20 minutes, but Tamara barely really wanted to take a picture with me. So
did she take a picture with you?
She did. She did eventually take a picture with me. Someone else had asked why they split the New Jersey panel into two, and that is primarily because, I mean, Andy basically says it's both parties are the reason. They're both like sort of saying, well, it wasn't me. But Andy's like, no, like it's, I'm sure it was probably a call by the network, really. Well, the network was probably like, we're not fucking around with a blowout on this stage.
They said on Radio Andy, here I go, because I've been listening all week. He said, he addressed that. He goes, I know that both Teresa and Melissa said in their interviews it had nothing to do with them. They didn't request it. He goes, but it had everything to do with them. And he goes, and the reason being is we just had a really juicy, great season where a lot of things transpired. We've got the spinoff. And quite frankly, we want things to play out on TV, not in real time. So we know that dynamics are so iffy with these two right now that if we put them together, it's inevitable that shit is going to pop off, and it's basically going to spoil more things for the season. So we need to keep these two apart because this is what's best for the show.
100%. And I agree with that decision. And I thought that too, because I was like, they are not going to let this be the first time they're starting to like air out. I mean, look at how Salt Lake City went.
Oh,
like we already got like both sides of the couch fighting. And here's the funny thing about that situation. Like when Andy Andy wasn't moderating that. Whoever was, I can't even recall. But they asked, if Jen Shaw were here, which side of the couch would she be sitting on? Heather and Meredith were like, this side. And it's like, I wouldn't brag about that, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, the con can sit with you. It's like Bravo wouldn't even invite her here to be able to sit with your ass.
So where Tamara on the panel was like, and Heather was hanging out with her last night, and Heather was like, the funny part about it is I actually watched that live. I watched that live of Jen Shaw and Heather and Teddy and Tamara. I watched all of that. I watched Vicky walk in. I watched Gina walk in. I screen recorded it. I have it. And everybody's like, you know, and then somebody called into Radio Andy and they clarified and they were like, Tamara like was way throwing Jen Shaw under the bus to you. But FYI, on the live, Teddy said to Tamara, you shouldn't go live. You're probably going to get in trouble. And Tamara was like, I don't give a fuck. Like, Tamara's like, who are you talking to? What? She's like, you're probably gonna be in trouble. Tamara's like, ah. And she just like kept doing the live or whatever. And they said how she had a therapist, a jeweler, and her assistant maybe with her.
They kept on saying either a therapist or a psychiatrist. It's like psychiatrist, that's pretty deep.
Well, that's why Tamara's such a fucking bitch. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry, I said it. I said what the fuck I said. Because
I didn't really
literally hanging out with her.
Jill either.
She was literally hanging out with her, encouraging her bullshit. Like, let's get her naked drunk. You know, yeah, that's what she did.
Basically what it was. That was a naked wasted situation.
Yeah, let's get her naked.
And then the next day she talked shit about her.
And the next day she threw her under the bus and threw Heather under the bus and anybody else she could have in the situation. But again, that's why
we love Tamara. Good time.
That's why we fucking love Tamara, though. That's why we're like, can you bring her back? But Tamara, I got to tell you, didn't like her on the Watch What Happens Live when she was talking shit to Jill. She was drunk. She looked messy.
So angry.
Like, it was like ooh, you're so angry. And it looked a little pathetic. And yeah, again, I said what I said. So I guess I'm not team Tamara. And I don't dislike Tamara. I actually like Tamara, but it wasn't a cute look. And I did not like that journey for her. And I'm going to need her to re-enter.
And that's why I loved when Jill on Watch What Happens Live last night. I don't know if Eva helped her come up with the shady answer or who helped her, but they asked her who the most overrated housewife was. And she was like, you'll have to come back to me. And then when they did come back to her, she's like, Tamara.
I was like, yes.
But I wish that you would have been quick enough to like give that as your answer in the first place, because it would have hit even heavier then.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's also like people at that BravoCon filming of Watch What Happens Live, I don't even know if they knew that. Because I had not seen any of the footage about Jill and Tamara fighting. That was one segment that I had not seen on Instagram anywhere.
Oh, it was on the Watch What Happens Live when they did the...
No, I'm saying I hadn't seen it anywhere like on like from a fan account.
Oh, gotcha.
Because I wasn't watching like the lives in entirety as they're happening. But I've seen a lot of clips, obviously.
I watched it. It was Monday night's episode, I think, is when it played. And that's when I watched it. On Watch What Happens Live. So if you guys want to see that episode we're referencing, it aired, I think, the Monday after BravoCon on Watch What Happens Live. So you could pull it up on demand. I really enjoyed it. I sat down. Like, it was something I decided all those episodes I didn't want to, like, watch on my phone or, like, I wanted to watch it, like, on the big high definition, the biggest TV in my house, like, just like sitting there. And I mean, I don't know. I guess all TVs are high definition, but I feel like I'm not on my phone, right? Or not like on the computer. I want to watch it like on my big screen. And I enjoyed every second of it. The only thing I didn't really like was Kenya's performance. It freaked me out a little bit.
I kind of liked it. I have become a full Kenya stan. And that was
Kenya too. It cringed for me. I was like, yeah. Oh, not cute, girl. You could have practiced like two times before you came out on the stage. She didn't even practice once. There was not even a fucking walkthrough for that. There couldn't have been.
They did do a whole rehearsal.
It was bad.
Because there was a whole, if you listen also on Radio Andy, Watch What Happened Live.
Uh-huh.
With John Jude and Melissa France.
Yeah.
They were talking about how they got the mixtape together and like they're all getting chills the first time they heard it like mixed together.
Oh my god. I feel like she probably nailed it then on the rehearsal. Yeah. And then she fucking did it. Cause she didn't even drop down in the splits and do the thing as good as she did when they were on the boat in Atlanta. She like drops down on her knee and does like this kick up. And I'm like, she killed it on one of the episodes in Jamaica and Atlanta when she did that, but it did not translate on screen, boo boo.
Exactly. But I have to say that my favorite BravoCon Watch What Happens Live scene so far has been the squash the beef between Ashley and
Vicky.
And then it turned, and then when Kenya started coming down the stairs and the look on Kenya's face, it's like when you see Kenya with that look on her face, it's way too fucking late. You're already done.
Oh my god, I disagree. I felt like it was so
boring. And I just loved how Andy kept on like trying to get the mic from her. She kept on like backing up. I was like, yes.
I thought it was boring, that part. I was kind of like, okay, Kenya, we have heard this from 17 other housewives. We have heard Vicky say this for fucking 20 years.
And then, like, I love how
this is not new.
I love how Teresa also got to have her moment. She's like, wait a minute.
Now, Teresa brought it. Kenya, I was like, boo, just sit down, you know, just like leave it be. And I like Kenya too, but I was just like, not necessary. Like, we've heard this. We've been hearing this for years. And why are you acting like you're surprised? And Jill doesn't even remember being in Vegas. And Melissa's like, why are you bringing me into it?
Yeah. Melissa knows it's 100% true.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Jill's like, yeah, that bitch hates me too. Yeah. I didn't even believe she liked me at the girl's house. She don't sound because I hated Dorinda with her.
Oh my God. I love it. That's so funny.
It would have definitely had a bigger impact if someone like Jill was like, well, actually, but they're all like, some of these women are just, Kenny is the only one that's willing to get her hands dirty. That's the thing.
Yeah, no, I agree. There was a lot. There was a lot that went down, but I'm so glad that you got to walk us through your BravoCon experience, because I feel like we had some boots on the ground for Bravo critics and you held it down while the other half was unable to get her shit together to be there with you.
And as Katie said, don't be a stupid bitch. You better be saving for next year. And everyone else out there, if you did not go this year, I hope to see you next year. If I did not get to meet you this year, I'd love to meet you next year. Remember this face. It won't fade in before Ray dies.
Well, remember this voice.
Yeah. But guys, I can't even tell you how much fun it was. I'm probably going to still remember things that I'll tell you.
If you have
more questions, feel free to DM me. I would definitely love to talk about it. It's all I can think about right now. So,
and I also think that this is, as time goes on, we're going to hear more stories. You're going to remember things. We're going to get, Andy also said he didn't know for sure, but he thinks that Peacock might be releasing, not necessarily like a documentary type thing, but he says he thinks they're going to be releasing outside of this stuff, like some more BravoCon stuff too, like over the coming weeks. So we already got the four panels, like Ricky mentioned earlier, which I'm going to go and watch.
I just cannot wait to talk to you guys about more BravoCon as I think about it. I can't wait to go back next year for pictures of all of my shenanigans. Go follow me on Instagram at that Bravo Gay, and make sure you're following Ariel too, Bravo and T. She's always got some fucking shit to share over there. I'm learning stuff about BravoCon I hadn't seen from her page. So go to her. She's a good source. And make sure you're following our collective page at Bravo Critics. And you know where to find us on all of your podcast sites. So make sure that when you're there, you're liking, you're subscribing, rating, commenting, all the other things that I can never remember what to say. But you guys know what you're doing. Go show us some love. And until next time, guys.
Cheers. We love you guys. Everyone's a critic.